وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi, and you're listening to your program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about the concept of humankind in the Holy Quran. And in the previous episode, we started the discussion about different dimensions of human being in the Holy Quran. And we said that according to the different verses of the Holy Quran, there is this dichotomy and duality between soul and body in the human being, and we talked a little bit of the human body and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the origin of human body in order to first remind us of our origin and show us His power and the capability of bringing about such complicated and sophisticated creation out of a drop of fluid. And also another reason would be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of the weakness that we have, and so that it reduces, hopefully, from some of the arrogant behaviors of some people. Now we should talk a little bit of the spirit, the ruh, that has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. According to the stories, pagans of Arabian Peninsula, al-Mushrikun, especially in Mecca, they went to the Jewish community that was in Arabian Peninsula, and they said, yes, there's this person that has started his ministry, or I don't know, his call or mission among us, and he claims to be a divine prophet, but he has created troubles for us. And can you help us with this? And some of the people among the Jewish community who had some studies and who had read books, they told the Arab pagans that ask him if you want to confirm or check whether he's a true prophet or not. Ask him these questions, three questions. Ask him about the story of the people of the cave, and ask him about the Dhulqarnain, the person that made trips to different sides of the whole world. And also ask him about the true nature of a spirit. If he answers you in all three questions, he's not a prophet. If he refrains from answering you in all of them, he's not a prophet. But if he answers you in the first two and refrains from answering in the latter one, he is a divine prophet. So the pagans came to the prophet and they asked him these three things. They said, if you have knowledge of the unseen, or if you have access to divine knowledge, then tell us about these stories, the story of the people of the cave, and then the story of Dhulqarnain, and also tell us what is the true nature of the spirit, the ruh. And Quran tells them the story of people of the cave. Hence, we have the Surah Al-Kahf, the chapter of cave. And also at the end of Surah Al-Kahf, we have the story of Dhulqarnain. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ ذِلْقَرْنَيْنِ قُلْ سَأَتْلُوا عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا. Tell them that I tell you the story of Dhulqarnain. And then about ruh, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ. They ask you about spirit. Tell them, وَمَا أُتِيتُمْ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرَ رَبِّي. Tell them that ruh is from the command of my Lord. وَمَا أُتِيتُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Only know this much, that ruh is from the command of my Lord, and you have not given any knowledge but a little one. وَمَا أُتِيتُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. You have not given knowledge but a little. And this has become a source of different opinions and discussions among mufassirun. What is that beginning part, and what is the latter part of the verse? We will have a break and we come back to continue the discussion on this verse.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, this is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to your program for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the verse referring to Ruh, spirit in the Holy Quran. We said the occasion of the revelation, as some pagans went to ask the Prophet about three topics. In two topics, they received their answers. In the third topic, the Prophet gave them, or the revelation, actually, Quran, gave them a general answer, which says, قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّ. According to Mufassirun, this command of my Lord, مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّ, some believe that it refers to the immaterial nature of the ruh, because they say there are two stages, or there are two types of creation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. One type of creation is when the thing being created needs to go through a process. If, for example, you want a human being to be created, because it is from it has a natural body, then we need a natural process for the body to take shape and then the spirit being breathed into it, as the Quran says. So this called al-khalq, alamul khalq, alarahul khalq wal amr. Al-Khalq means the type of creation that needs preparation before the actualization of that thing. In all things that we see in the natural world, that is true. And then we have things that only need the command of God directly and without the mediation of any process, any preparation. Immediately the thing is created, and that is these things are called the beings of the realm of Al-Amr, the command. And the verse says, قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. Tell them that spirit is one of the creation or one of the creatures in the realm of Al-Amr, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Things that are created, things that are actualized immediately after the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's an immaterial being. And then says, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. You have not been given a knowledge about spirit, but a little amount of it. Because as you know, from previous times and from previous nations, both in pagan ideologies and also in Abrahamic faith ideologies, the discussion about the nature of the spirit are long discussions, and it was a matter of puzzle for them, or the reality of it, the relationship between the soul and the body, the spirit and the body, what happens when we have dreams, when we have experiences that nowadays we call near-death experiences or religious experiences. Or, for example, is it the body that is influenced by the spirit, or the spirit that is influenced by the body? We have like diseases and problems that are the result of psychological effects. Like, for example, a person is stressed out and then body gets influenced by that stress and he develops some illnesses in the body. Or sometimes the illnesses of the body have effects on the soul. So these and other discussions about the relationship between the soul and the spirit and the reality of the spirit had kept people busy before Islam. And Quran says, just know this, that this is an immaterial being, but it belongs to the immaterial realm of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you have not been given knowledge enough of it. And doesn't matter how much you talk about it, you cannot find all of it. You cannot profoundly know it. This would be Quran's main discussion or verse according to, relating to the spirit. We have other verses about the soul for many more than, like, around 200 times the word soul, nafs, has been counted in the Holy Quran. Inshallah, in the next episode, we start our discussion about the concept of soul or nafs in the Holy Quran. Thank you very much for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. صلى الله على محمد
صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على